Have you ever been in a store looking for something and apparently you have that lost look? So a kind store employee asks if they can help you find something. I've had that happen on more than one occasion. I may have actually been lost or couldn't find what I was looking for. Usually what happens is I forget completely what I was there to get in the first place, but it's obvious to someone I need some help. So they step in and offer much needed assistance. Just the other day, I dropped my daughter off at school, and on the way out of the parking lot, I saw two dogs walking along a very busy highway where I was. My first thought was, they aren't where they're supposed to be. They look lost. They look like they needed help, so I rolled down the window, and as soon as I tried to get their attention, they immediately came to me. They were so sweet and seemed really tired, and I could honestly tell they were so glad to be found. Thankfully, they had a caller with a name tag and phone number, so they were able to be quickly returned home. Those pups knew they were a long way from home. When I saw them, I knew they were as well. What I loved about those lost dogs was that as soon as they heard a friendly voice, they responded and were ready to be found. We can find ourselves lost, needing direction. Think back to times God put someone in your path at just the right time to help you find your way. Maybe you were physically lost, ran out of gas, or maybe you were spiritually drifting, questioning God and wondering if this faith thing really is the answer. A kind heart steps in to help you find your way. Those don't happen by accident. God orders our steps. There have been moments in my life I needed direction because I was lost. I needed to be found. I needed wisdom to navigate through a season of life. There also have been moments God has used me to encourage or guide someone else along their way. And what is so cool is I walk away from moments like that knowing God was in it. He used me to meet someone's need, or He used someone else to meet mine. One of my all-time favorite stories in the Bible is in Acts 8, when God uses Philip to explain the gospel of Jesus to the Ethiopian eunuch. It's so wild. God tells Philip to go south to a specific road. So Philip obeys. Along that road, an Ethiopian eunuch is traveling by chariot, reading a very specific passage and prophecy about the Messiah from the book of Isaiah. What happens next is God knew the Ethiopian eunuch was lost and needed guidance and truth. God also knew he had a faithful and obedient servant in Philip, and that he was just the man for the job to help this eunuch find his way home. Acts 8:29-31. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. The Ethiopian eunuch was lost. His chariot may have been headed in the right direction, but his heart was not. God had Philip ready to step in. He explained clearly the gospel truth that he was reading and helped him discover Jesus. Where are you today? Are you lost? Do you even know if you're lost? Maybe you're tired of searching for something that makes sense in this world, and you're kind of like me in the grocery store when I'm not even sure what I'm looking for. I would love to help you find your way home. His name is Jesus. Just look around you this time of year. You'll see him everywhere, under trees, in mangers, in front yards, on Christmas cards, lit up big and bright for the world to see. But what matters is if he's in your heart. That's the truth. If you're lost, I pray you'll be found. If you know Jesus, watch for opportunities to help someone else find their way home. I'm Lori Klein.